and visit with Meg Poole, who's joining us right now from Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. And you've got some really fun stuff. You had some fun stuff for Halloween, and now the season is shifting. We've got some things that are going on as we get ready for the holiday season, right?
Yes, we are so excited. We are actually, it's been over 35 years now that we've participated in the big Festival of Lights holiday activities downtown. So we've got some exciting family holiday kits that we've created so folks can pick those up and enjoy a lot of activities at home over the seasons.
Well, let's talk about the kits. They're filled with like craft supplies and things like that. What are these little good bundles of joy going to be doing during this craft fair?
Yeah, so we have chosen, let's see here, 4 different crafts, and there are supplies that we've carefully crafted and put together in each of the bags. And then how it works is once you get your holiday kit on our website, we have videos, how-to videos on how to actually create these crafts. My favorite, it's a gingerbread man craft, and then on the back, you actually apply a holiday recipe to make gingerbread cookies. So just some exciting and fun ways for families to enjoy the holidays together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, you can reserve these kits for the children, and you can pick it up at the museum front desk, on Saturday, December 4th, 11th, and the 18th?
Yes, we actually, as of today, are full for the 4th, but there are still openings on the 11th and the 18th.
Okay. This is a lot of fun. Now, the rumor I heard is that Santa is going to be around there. Is that right?
I don't know. I haven't heard that rumor. Do you have special connections with Santa?
Well, maybe it's the beautiful holiday decorations that they can take pictures of, and then they can write a letter and send the picture to Santa. What about that?
Santa may show up. I do know we're going to have a table that's presented by the Postal Service. They've been an incredible partner of this program for years, as long as I've been here. And they have a table where you can write a letter to Santa, take it home and mail it yourself to Santa. But they have all the instructions and all the information to write the perfect letter. But I don't know. He may make an appearance. We'll have to just see.
Now, the holiday would not be the holiday if it wasn't cold. I mean, it's obviously starting to get cold tonight, but when is the parade? When is all the things, when are the lighting, and when do things start to, you know, blossom in downtown?
Well, I know our grounds are now lit up. We have the fabulous lights on our grounds. And December 4th is the parade, which is, I believe, the first Saturday in December, and that's starting at 5:30. We, as our gift to the community every year, we didn't get to do this last year, of course, but we pass out free hot chocolate. So you can come and see us starting at about 5 p.m. right outside of the museum. We'll be giving out cookies and hot chocolate, and we also are excited to have the Front Porch Singers are going to be doing some holiday classics a cappella as we pass out hot cocoa. So I know that's the big event that everyone's getting excited for. We're also going to have a holiday light show that's projected onto the face of our building, and that will launch in December on December 4th as well. So
I love that.
Exciting things.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Those lights that you have there, the moving ones. I mean, it's really awesome.
Yes, all timed out to music and everything. It's pretty cool.
Yes. All right, so the 4th is taken. The 11th and the 18th are still open. So you can go to the museum, which is open on Saturdays, right, from 10 to 5, and
yes,
reserve. Or can they call to reserve a kit?
Actually, we prefer they go on our website.
Okay.
We have this great form they can fill out. They can tell us how many kits they need. And then when they show up, we just have a list. We check them off and hand them their kit. So
okay,
it makes it super easy.
Yeah, a science experiment, a holiday recipe, and more to enjoy your home. It just sounds like a lot of fun. You guys just come up with the neatest activities for kids. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, our goal is always to make local history accessible, and this is just a fun way, especially during COVID, continue to be really safe. Typically, this is a large-scale event we host, and we can get thousands of people, so we thought this would be a way to still celebrate, but make sure folks feel comfortable. They can pick up their kit, explore the museum a little, kind of spread out, not so packed, and then take it home and enjoy all the holiday videos we're busy making to complete the crafts and the science experiments and all the neat activities.
Now, did you draw the little otter or whatever this little character is on the on the website, because it's very good art.
Oh yes, that's a marmot. That's Max the marmot. And no, I wish I was that talented. Max is our mascot. And as you can tell, Max in the image is enjoying a nice cup of hot cocoa in front of the museum.
Yes, and he has his scarf on and everything. Yeah, it's just it's very festive. Very good.
Yes.
Well, Meg,
yes.
Thanks so much for taking some time out. We appreciate it. Good luck with everything, and we'll look forward to seeing you during the lighting festival.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us.
It is our pleasure.